Attention, ladies and gentlemen. This is a public service announcement. Manscaped now has beard products and is going even further with their brand new Weed Whacker 2.0. Go ahead and tell the world, people, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming are traveling north of your South Pole with their revolutionary grooming products. The new Weed Whacker 2.0 and their new beard line confirms they have all the best tools for your hygiene toolbox. Time for you to upgrade your game by going to manscaped.com and using our code FRATCHAT for 20% off plus free shipping. Again, that's promo code FRATCHAT for 20% off plus free shipping. Oh, yeah.
Fellas, have you ever wished you were a little bit taller? Maybe you matched on Tinder, but her profile says must be over 6 feet. Oh, no! Or maybe your date wants to wear heels, but she can't because it'll make her taller than you. Well, I got the short kings covered with today's sponsor, Konzuri. Konzuri makes shoes that make you up to 2.8 inches taller without anyone knowing. Girls get heels, makeup, and push-up bras. Why can't men get a boost in confidence too? I mean, we're all the same height lying down anyways, if you know what I mean. Oh, you don't? Well, I'll draw your picture after the show. Don't worry. Stay tuned for the Fat Chat Podcast. But for now, for a limited time only, our listeners get an extra 15% off your order with the promo code FRATCHAT at Konzuri.com. This site is already 30% off. And with our promo code, you can get an extra 15% off. That's 45% off for your entire order. Support our show and check them out at Konzuri.com and use the promo code FRATCHAT.
No, <it's not. laughs> Normally, we start recording and then I show you the gross things, not the gross thing, and then we start recording.
I already think that vaginas are disgusting, and then when you throw in the term discharge...
To be fair, you threw in the term discharge, oh, and then I just made a funny joke about how delicious it is. Oh.
Gross. Let me tell you what's not on the menu for me today. Bidgy badgy. Hey, what does this look like?
Look at my vagina. It looks like exactly what made this delicious, delicious discharge. A weird looking vagina.
With teeth.
Yeah. It's the vagina the religious nuts describe their kids. You know, that, you know, it's like if you have sex before you're married, it'll bite it off.
Yeah,
there's a vagina monster down there. It looks like a piranha with lips.
And the religious nuts say, come here, I'll protect your goodies. This will be our little secret. That's what they say. Mm-hmm. Father Thomas, get it together, dude. God doesn't like that.
And on that note, we're going to do this in 3, 2, 1.
What are you doing?
Testes in my mouth.
Get on the ground, you fucking pledge.
Ew.
Welcome to the greatest podcast experience of your life. This is the Frat Chat Podcast.
All young men like three things. Pussy.
Featuring Carlos Garcia and Chris.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the greatest podcast in the history of podcasting time. This is Frat Chat Podcast. I'm Carlos Garcia with Chris Simo Moore. How's it going, Mr. Mo?
It's okay. It's great. How are you?
Our life is good over here, Mr. Mo, because we just wrapped up with the greatest comedy show of all time last night. I'm not gonna lie, I'm exhausted, but what a fucking show we had, brother. It was epic. The crowd was epic. The comics were epic. Everybody laughed. Everybody had a good time. On St. Patty's,
to Mike and I and pat ourselves on the back there. It's tough to sell room at St. Patty's. Everybody's out.
Dude, we get every holiday.
Not us. Goddamn right. We killed it. Fucking killed it. Greatest comedy show of all time. Don't you dare miss this show. Check us out. We don't have a lineup next announced for the next one, but it will be announced this week. So keep an eye on tiny.cc/greatest comedy show. And you can reserve your tickets already, baby. Do it, baby.
No, it's so funny. When I was leaving, everyone waiting for their friends to come from the bathroom, they're all lined up outside or like towards the doors. And as I'm leaving, everyone's like, thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, that was so wonderful. We had so much fun. Thank you. Thank you. I was like, oh, thanks. Thanks so much for coming. Thank you. And so I'm leaving. I'm like, I just got thanked by a dozen people for talking about my butthole. It's like, I just talked about butt sex. I talked about gross things, you know, being arrested, like all this crazy shit. And
they're like, we had such a fun time. It was just amazing.
It was lovely.
I'm gonna tell my grandma about this.
Like, okay. I'm glad you had a good time.
It was a super sweet crowd. And honestly, I noticed like one of those, because you never know how a crowd's gonna be. You just never know. Sometimes people are a little more uptight than others. And I always kind of do a litmus test to see how they react to certain shit, especially when people like you get up there, even some of my jokes, you know, you gotta see the material. And they were on every fucking word. So I was like, oh man, this is gonna be fun. And then I got really excited to get up there. So shout out to that room. You guys were awesome. You guys made it.
I cannot stop giggling about, so front of the show, Christiana Jackson, who I absolutely adore.
And then was on the show this season. Check it out on the archives, baby.
Oh,
was it
last so funny.
I don't know if it's on the archives. Look at it there. I promise. It was a good episode.
Last season. And she said that she got her tubes tied. And then she told the crowd, everyone, just go wireless. It's 2023. And I can't stop giggling about that. Like, it's so funny.
Yeah, that's such a good. Christiana, shout out. Incomparable. Missy,
yes,
on Instagram.
Yeah, correct. Baby.
God, I'm good at this. I'm so fucking good at this. Anyways, speaking of something that's I'm fucking good at is finding these news stories, Mr. Mo, that just make you realize we're really definitely not the worst people on earth or the dumbest. Things that will definitely inspire us to know that we're not so bad. But here, right here, Mr. Mo, it's time for, hold on, hit it. Yeah. Oh. So we have a news story right here from APnews.com.
From Florida?
No, this is not Florida this time. Mr. Mo, this time, we're going to go straight to Cincinnati, Ohio.
Close enough.
Which yeah, it's, I was gonna say it's really like kind of like the Florida of that area. So a serval cat, which is kind of like a small cheetah looking thing,
mm-hmm.
that can be up to like 40 pounds. It was rescued in Cincinnati and will now live in the Cincinnati Zoo. And you're asking, why is this story of fucking, you know, important, Carlos? We talked about so many goddamn things. I'm gonna talk about a goddamn serval cat. Well, the cat was rescued after escaping from its owner's car after the owner was pulled over by police January 28th. It literally leapt out of the car, but you have to wonder where the fuck this guy has like a cheetah in his car. And jumped out. The cat saw the cops and was like, I got priors, and got the fuck out of there, essentially. And during the rescue, the cat broke its leg and became agitated.
Aww.
But here's the thing. They take this cat over to medical care, and they ran a drug test on it. And they determined that the fucking serval cat had cocaine in his system.
Cats do cocaine?
like that movie Cocaine Bear? It's literally this cat was high on cocaine. That's probably why I ran away from the cops. It's like, oh shit, I'm on drugs. I definitely can't fucking get arrested for this. My baby mama's gonna leave me. I'm out. But
oh my god.
And now this is where it gets wilder. This is not the first time in Cincinnati animal care history that a wild animal has tested positive for drugs. Last year, they took in a monkey named Neo, and the fucking thing had meth in its system. So, since then, it's become standard procedure for the shelter to test exotic animals that arrive in the shelter for drugs. So, good news for the cat, but goddamn, Ohio, y'all gotta chill there. You're fucking giving fucking cats cocaine and monkeys.
So, are they gonna send these animals to rehab? Can you imagine being in a good group in like NA, and it's like everyone like say your name. Hi, I'm Chris. I'm an addict. Yada yada yada. Then the next person's like, oh, ah! Okay. That's crazy, man. Cincinnati to get it together. I don't really feel bad making fun of Cincinnati in Ohio or Florida. It's like Staten Island in the sense that, you know, people are like, yo, I'm from Staten Island. What? When have you ever in your life heard someone say, I can't wait to go on vacation to Staten Island? Or I'm going to take my family to Staten Island for a fun day or a fun weekend. No one. Cincinnati? Who the fuck wants to go to Cincinnati? Jeez. Yeah. Now I definitely don't want to go if there's going to be a bunch of crackhead animals on the loose.
Yeah, some meth monkeys run around like, ooh,
That's crazy.
Why did you get mauled? I didn't have any crack to get this monkey, man. He just went crazy. Monkey tried to rob me.
I think a serval cat is mixed with other cats, and that's what makes a Savannah cat. So I think a Savannah cat is like part, I guess, I don't know, tabby cat, and then part serval. And so, although serval cats are illegal, some Savannah cats, I think, are legal in most states. And when I was at College Park one day, when I was in college, my best friend, Eleanor, was at College Park, Maryland. And we were in the library, and they shut the campus down. They said there was a cougar on the loose. There was a mountain lion. And we looked out the window. They locked us in the library. We looked out the window, and there was a cute little Savannah cat licking its paws, staring at us. And like, they pulled in like all these cops, like SWAT teams. And it was just like a little like house cat that like got out. It's like, wow, that's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
I could have scooped it up myself and played with it and saved them all the taxpayers' money. Man, that's crazy. It was like
Seymour lured it in with like a little ball and a string just dangling it in. The cat.
Like, what are you going to do? They have all these machine guns. And I'm like, whoa. I got an idea. Anybody have any yarn? Do you have some yarn? Okay. Just trust me. I have an idea. I know it sounds crazy. Man.
And that's actually how I actually catch most meth heads in Ohio as well, with just yarn and strings. So I think SEMO right there just solved the gun crisis, you guys. Just saying. It's some more yarn and string. Now, my dad actually, when he was younger, living in Venezuela, he was on a hike and found what he thought was an abandoned kitten, and he took it home and, you know, nursed it back to health. And as this kitten began to grow, he realized that it was not a kitten, and it was something similar to a serval. It didn't grow to be that big, but it was definitely like bigger than a lab, not as big as like a fucking tiger, you know what I mean? Like, the big fucking thing. And here's the thing. My dad said this thing was sweet as hell to him. Loved him. And, you know, it's a cat. So most of the time, you know, it would hang out basically by these trees that they had on his property that gave him cover. He would just hang in there. My dad basically knew the cat was there because he could see the tail just moving left, right. And everything was great until this thing got big enough where the neighborhood dogs started going missing. Apparently, this thing fucking would go out at night and, yeah, would go hunting. And one at first, you know, a dog goes missing. No one thinks anybody about it. Sometimes people would let their dogs wander in neighborhoods in Venezuela like that. You know, it was that fucking trusting. But eventually you start hearing, you know, barking at night, just, you know, like crazy, and just and dogs just start disappearing faster and faster. That they figured out that it was my dad's fucking thing, and then the neighbors obviously were pissed, and then my dad,
your dad had a hungry pussy, man.
Wonka, wonka. Who let the dogs out? My dad did. Yep, he ate them all. His pussy ate them all.
Mommy, where's Snoopy? I don't know. I haven't seen Snoopy. Well,
but I did see his paw. Kid. Oh,
I see that Mr. Garcia's cat has a collection of dog collars. This is not looking really good. A lot of serial killers do that. They keep a momentum of some sort. I'm not pointing any fingers, but it does look pretty incriminating.
That sounds what like do you know? Oh, look, this case. One says Snoopy.
Yikes. That's crazy. Well,
Cincinnati, Ohio, get your shit together. Stop giving your monkeys math. Story time. Back in high school, I dated a girl that was half an inch taller than me. Now, that's no biggie at first, until the time came for her to wear heels. I hated it. She looked so much taller than me. Walking around with her made me feel like a little kid being dropped off to school by his mom. If only Kunzuri existed back then. Not only do Kunzuri shoes make you up to 2.8 inches taller, but they're also incredibly stylish and comfortable. Now, these are not old man Velcro shoes. So if you're looking for that, get out. You're going to get compliments on your Kunzuris, even if they didn't make you taller. People will be like, whoa, this is some cool shoes, man. Where'd you get them? Because they have styles for every occasion. Like they have smart, casual, sporty, you name it, they got it. You need it, Kunzuris got it. Now, the height insoles are actually built into the shoe, so no one can tell you're getting a secret little height boost there. And the brand is also hidden on the shoes and on the packaging. It's really the ultimate height hack. Life is short, but you don't have to be. It's time to level up the playing field, boys, and maybe update that dating profile to 6 feet, because Kunzuri is an absolute game changer when it comes to your dating life. So, on top of 30% off the site, our listeners get an extra exclusive 15% off discount at Kunzuri.com with the code FRATCHAT. That's a total of 45% off your order. So use promo code FRATCHAT at Kunzuri.com right now. Go to Kunzuri.com when used promo code FRATCHAT. When I want to get high, you guys, I put on a pair of Kunzuris.
My dad was such a country boy. Actually, he grew up in Baltimore City, so I'm not sure how country, but he had like a pet raccoon at one point. He had a pet crow that he said he claims could talk, but my dad, I think he like licked frogs in high school to get like high. I think he did drugs. Yeah, I mean, he was a hippie.
What?
You know? So he told me he's like, you know, you can lick frogs, like hallucinate. And I was like, ew, don't. That's how you get salmonella and die, bro. You're probably like tripping on salmonella. But he is such an animal lover. And when we grew up, we had so many animals in the house at different times. And at one point, we had, I don't know if I've ever told you this, we had an iguana. And I shut the door on the iguana's tail and it broke off.
Ooh,
and
but it grows back, luckily.
Well, I didn't know that at the time. So I was in hysterics. My mom said, it grows back and don't panic, but just be more careful. And then, my mom and dad were like, I remember hearing them talking about it, and they're like, you know how our child is. Now he's wondering what else grows back. We got to get rid of the...
Yeah, were you watching the tail twitching and getting ideas? Like, ooh.
But I was thinking that. I was like, what else grows back? Will my finger grow back? I don't know.
That's actually the first time SIBO became gay.
Yeah. And then my dad also has this fox in the neighborhood that comes to his door and he feeds it hot dogs by hand where he lives now.
What the fuck? Your dad's like a ratneck Disney princess.
This is in Ellicott City, Maryland, and all the neighbors are creeped out by it. And then when I like rent a car and come home, it's like come home from BWI, and I'm in the rental car in the driveway. I'm like, I'm not getting out the car until you tell your little friend to get up off the porch. Yeah, maybe you're friends with him, but that's not my friend. I'm not trying to get to know like the neighborhood fox. It's creepy to me. Hell no, nah, dude.
I don't know if you guys know this. Simo's dad actually trained that fox to eat a whole hot dog without biting it.
You know what, though? One day he'll be at my level because I can swallow two at a time. How about them apples?
Yeah, he shows him tape of you.
Talent.
He just misses you.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's time to get to it. We've talked about short cats, short animals, and weenies. So I think it's a good transition onto today's episode, because this week, you guys, we began a partnership with the shoes built for short kings, Kanzuri, which you can now buy and save 15% on by using promo code FRATCHAT at Kanzuri.com on top of the 30% off sale that they have going on right now, which is 45% off, just almost half off. So you can save a lot of fucking money. So that gave us, you know, kind of started, made us talk a little bit about short kings off the air. And it gave us an idea. Why not dedicate a show strictly to our favorite short kings? And that's exactly what we're going to do, because this week we name our top 10 favorite short kings. Oh, yeah. And they're going to be short, but they're going to be kings. Super kings.
How tall are you?
I am 5'8", so I'm just over the line being short.
You almost made it.
I'm 5'8", like 3/4. I could have been 5'9", if, you know, God would have loved me a little more, but. He did give me good hair, so I'll take that.
God gave me mental illness. Okay, so I have some honorable mentions.
Go on.
So, speaking of short, the first person that came to mind was Martin Short. And
Martin Short.
He's tiny.
He's definitely a short king.
So,
more ways than one.
You know what? Seeing him in, there's a show on Hulu called Murders in the Building.
Only Murders in the Building. We love that show.
Oh, yeah. He's so tiny. I didn't realize how, you know, Steve Martin is so tall. So I guess maybe comparatively, maybe he looks shorter. I was like, oh, this little guy.
But do you remember him in Three Amigos? Which I guess also had Steve Martin. But yeah, he's definitely a teeny guy. How tall is he?
You know, I don't know. Let's ask the Google. Martin Short.
5'7".
How'd you do that so fast?
Because I am not a fucking slow ass with dyslexia. I mean, what? Because I just happen to, you know, type a little
dyslexic,
faster.
Not dumb. Thank you. Okay, so you said Martin Short is 5'7".
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Billy Crystal's a little bit shorter. He's 5'6". And I just thought of Billy Crystal because on award shows, whenever he's sitting up next to like these like female presenters with their heels, and I was like, wow, he's so tiny.
Oh, yeah. He could have used some Kanzuri during those segments.
Totally.
I'm sure he would have loved it.
So he's short, but I love him. You know, he's just like a very likable guy in Hollywood. Like, I don't really hear bad things about him. I, you know, though, Never. If there is a Me Too about him, I'd be crushed.
I know, man. Especially, and I love Analyze This. It's such a good movie. Him and Robert De Niro.
And
the Shrink.
And Lisa Kudrow.
Yep. Lisa Kudrow. I forgot. Yeah, she's the wife. Yeah, that's such a fucking good movie. And he has many others. And he hosted the Oscar for years. And it was amazing. I feel like those were the better years.
No drama. No one slapped anybody.
Yeah, everything was funny. He was fucking great. He is great. Shout out, Billy
Crystal. And then the last honorable mention that I have, who I honestly think can walk on water. Every song of his is a hit in my book. And if he wants to hit me, go for it. Bruno Mars, he's 5'5".
5'5". He's a little guy, but he's so good.
Did you know Taylor Swift is 5'11"?
Yeah.
5'11".
Already.
And he's 5'5". Like, they should never collaborate because that would be such a kick to his ego, unless he's wearing heels and she's in a wheelchair. You know what I mean? Like,
sitting down. She could be in a piano sitting down, you know, like, so it brings her down.
You know, though, if she was sitting down, she still might be taller than him.
Yeah, he could be in a step stool on top of it. And wearing the guns or shoes.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so who's first on your list?
On my first. Did I just have a stroke? First on my list is one that actually I would have him higher on the list, but he is more of a short emperor rather than a short king, but definitely one of the most famous. In fact, he's so famous, they named a complex after him. And here's the thing about Napoleon. Say what you want about him, but he was kind of a badass. Of course, I'm talking about Napoleon Bonaparte, who is 5'6". And I will not give you a whole history lesson about him, but he actually, at one point, was dethroned at some point of his career as emperor. And note, I said dethroned, not deep throat, neat Simo, so you can relax over there. And he was sent to live
in for exile.
And he was sent to live in exile to the island Elba, which, you know, he had access to at least livable recourses, some people, a small teeny army, but he was able to escape it from there and get back to France in early 1815 and raised a new army and was able to get back to power again. So, kind of badass. He eventually lost again, you know. But you gotta give it to him. That's pretty fucking sweet. And then he was sent to a second lonelier island where he later died of speculated stomach cancer, I believe it was. But, you know, you gotta give him A for effort. However, I guess you can say he still came up just a bit short. Okay, I'll quit the podcast. Just kidding. The reason I didn't give him higher on the list is because even though 5'6 is short by today's standards, it was actually average back then. But winners write the history books, people, and Napoleon's image became a casualty of that because rumors that he was a teeny tiny man was started as a slight to him by the Brits. And, you know, that slight carried on through history and time, even though he was pretty average size. So he's number 5 on my list. And that's right. That's a little history. But
what a little bitch.
Before. Yeah, right. You should have just.
What a short just bitch.
You could have been 5'8 if you got Kanzuri. At least. Just saying.
You know what? When I saw Napoleon on the list, I immediately think Napoleon Dynamite. Classic movie. And then sometimes I think about the ice cream, but we've talked about this. It's Neapolitan, but I always call it Napoleon. And I don't think I'm the only one. You know what I mean? Is this like the cherry, vanilla, and chocolate Neapolitan? Yes,
there's a lot of other.
I think a lot of us say Napoleon.
So you're not the only one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my
I want some quesadillas. Gosh.
Vote for Pedro. So my first on my list is Kevin Hart coming in at a whopping 5'2". And Kevin Hart actually was in the media, like, negatively, so much so that it cost him from hosting the Oscars, which I was really bummed about because I think that he was a victim in this circumstance because he had said some things that weren't necessarily nice about the gay community, but at the time when it was socially acceptable to make fun of the gay community. Some years later, people pulled up all these old tweets. They're like, you said this. And he was like, yeah, I did. And so hold me accountable for the things I say in the time period in which I said it. Because back in the 90s, everything was fucking gay. That's gay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm not going to hold people accountable now for saying that. You know, it's different times. Anywho, I felt bad for him. He wasn't very fired. He stepped down, but I think that he knew.
Yeah,
that
he stepped down. But I mean, at the same time, I'm sure it did his image great. But it's really the kind of thing where it's really the Oscars' loss that they let him walk away. They should have protected him more. Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing: had that gone well, he would probably still be hosting today. He would have definitely been a long term host. He would have been fucking hilarious. It would have been charming. He's the guy that he just, you know, he's so goddamn likable. But that's what you want in the Oscars. So,
Did you know he got a DUI before?
Oh, yeah?
Know that means?
So that means
he likes to party.
Yeah! Let's go, Kevin! Chug, 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 chug. Woo! Rush cheek, bro! First impressions are everything in life, and that is why I'm so thankful for Manscaped. My face looks nice and fresh thanks to the Beard Hedger Pro Kit, and now I can finally get rid of those weird hairs growing out of my nose and ears that started coming ever since I turned 35, thanks to the new Weed Whacker 2.0. Gentlemen, meet the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It is the ultimate package that makes it easier than ever to craft your signature look. Wait, you don't have a signature look? What do you mean you don't have a signature look? You gotta have this signature look, people! It all starts with the cordless electric beard hedger. The beard hedger is tough on hair, but smooth on your face, leading to single stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. This waterproof cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths all in one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons that you're definitely going to lose, and then you're going to be looking for them, and it's going to be a whole thing. God, I'm so happy to be done with that. The Pro Kit also comes with their 4 dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care. This includes Manscaped Beard Shampoo and Conditioner, Beard Oil, and Beard Balm to moisturize, style, and shimmer your new beard. Plus, the kit has 3 free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors. Oh, that baby's gonna be looking nice. And with a nice beard, your face is perfectly groomed, right? Wrong! You need to keep an eye out for those tough-to-trim ear nose hairs. The brand new Weed Whacker 2.0 offers improved blades and skin-safe technology with a no-tugging guarantee. It's never been so painless to mind your manholes. And now that your face is looking great, you must try Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 for the full body grooming experience. Good news. The Performance Package 4.0 now comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 and all the other below-the-waist grooming products Manscaped is known for. Your significant other will be delighted to see you covering all bases, if you know what I mean. You don't know what we mean? Okay, we'll draw you a picture. So, get 20% off and free shipping with our promo code FRATCHAT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com and use our promo code FRATCHAT. Always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
So 4 years ago, or 3.5 years ago, he was in a really bad car accident. Do you remember this?
No, I don't.
So, according to Wikipedia, he was a passenger in a 1970 Plymouth Barracuda that went off Mulholland Highway and rolled down an embankment near Calabasas, California. He and the driver reportedly suffered major back injuries and were taken to separate hospitals. Hart was released from the hospital 10 days later and continued recovery at a rehabilitation facility. So I remember hearing about this and being like panicked because I thought to myself, he's so tiny that if the airbag went off, it could have knocked his head off. Have you heard that about children? Like, in the passenger seat and the airbag goes off and decapitates them. I'm like, he should be in a booster. He should be like, I'm serious. He should, like, that's a situation that could have destroyed him. He should be in the booster seat.
Can you imagine the cops, you know, just like investigating the murder scene or the, not the murder scene, the crime scene? Like, oh my God, it's been a terrible crime accident. Oh, what is that? A baby in the driver's seat? Oh my God, open up! Everybody get him! Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. It's just fucking Kevin Hart. God damn it. Go get him. Arrest his ass. It's like, oh, Kevin. Yeah, I would not be driving if I was him. I would have been in the backseat.
Can he reach the pedals?
Yeah, I was going to say. It's him taking care of the hands, but then he's just sitting on the rock. And the rock does the gas in the rain. That's what they get from point A to point B. Saving the environment 1 mile at a time.
Who do you have next on your list?
Next on my list, you guys, is one that maybe actually, no, he's not the shortest on my list for sure, but he's up there. He was Elf. He was in Elf. Sorry, not Elf. Sorry. Don't cancel womp, people. Womp. Yeah,
he's not an elf.
He was in Elf, Death at a Funeral, and other hilarious comedies, as well as other great movies. However, he really came into my heart, and I'm sure as many Americans' heart or people in the world, as Tyrion in Game of Thrones.
Ugh, so good. My favorite character.
So good. He's so fucking good. And he's not just a funny guy, but he's also a very terrific actor that can show a lot of death, a lot of feeling, a lot of emotion. He's very likable when he wants to be, but he can be very arrogant when he wants to be. So it's phenomenal. Just a phenomenal guy to watch if you want to get into acting. Plus, he started acting in his late 20s when he was 28, and he actually has given super inspirational talks about it in the past. So I love me some Pete Dinklage. Amazing actor. Great shows. Great legacy behind him already. And all-around nice guy. Beautiful kid.
I've seen him. I think he might live on State Street in like Cobble Hill in Brooklyn. I've seen him a couple times.
Oh,
I've always wanted to, sure I always wanted to approach him there. And just... I've always wanted to approach him and be like, I just want you to know I love you so much, but that's creepy, you know. But I do really, really, really love him. What a talent.
Especially if you're wearing the Peter Dinklage shirt that you made, where it's his head. Photoshopped over a, you know, a naked little Wookiee thing from Star Wars. Just super hairy. So I don't think he's going to like that at all. But
you know, and it's made from recycled materials, meaning that I went through his trash and pulled out everything I could find and sewed it onto a garment. Because I wanted to smell like him. You know what I mean?
It'll smell like him.
Reduce, recycle, reuse. Make a shirt. Well, next on my list is, he may be short-ish. He's not super short, but to me he is. His name is Lenny Kravitz. He's 5'9". He's a little bit taller than you. But I just associate him with being fairly short because I don't know. He's just so handsome, so wonderful, and he has such big hair that I assume he's taller, but he's not. He's 5'9". And if I could build my perfect person, if I could go to Build-A-Bear and build a boyfriend, he would look just like Lenny Kravitz, except I would stretch him just a little bit taller. And when they asked me what color eyes, I would ask for sequins. But he's so handsome, even though he's a little short for my tastes. He is big where it counts, because when that dick popped through those leather pants on stage, I knew he was a winner. So, you know, we give leeway.
And he also wears a lot of like platform-ish shoes, I feel like. So, yeah, he'll be taller than you.
You know, when I think of rock stars, when I think of like movie actors, I just assume that they're going to be 6 feet plus. They're larger than life. But when they are 5'9" or smaller, I'm like, oh,
filmmaking. Yeah. Like, you know, if like you, if I like lower the camera down here, for example, it's like, I am a monster. I am 9 feet tall. Roar. You know, it's not. Definitely not.
In my Snoopy shirt, I'm a fucking badass. You know, I, so Lenny Kravitz isn't the shortest, but he is my king.
Fuck you up, man.
Yeah.
Lenny you Kravitz better chill out. Or else.
Ask me about my butthole. It fell out. Have you seen it?
Oh, God. I think I can hear it. Is that,
yeah, probably.
Is that it back there on the floor? Just writhing around? Oh God, it's sliding around all your room. Like a goldfish that's falling out of the tank. But much slipperier.
The claws coming from inside the house. Ah!
Oh God, yeah. Oh, it's Zapdos Mario. I can hear him screaming. Oh God. Why would you help him, Sibo?
Speaking of little things. Little things on the floor. Your next one is the tiniest on our list, I think.
Oh, yeah. He is definitely the teeniest, tiniest on our list. But what he lacked in size, he made up in badassery and heart. Of course, I'm talking about Vern Troyer, but known best as Mini-Me,
Austin
Powers. And he was 2'8", very teeny tiny. And of course, he was Mini-Me and Austin Powers 2 and 3, but he was also in other great movies like Bubble Boy and stuff. He did other movies with Mike Myers. And, of course, what Prime and Simo probably loved him most in. He was in The Surreal Life.
Yes, he was.
We saw a whole nother side of him, mainly like him drunk peeing on stuff, which is a pretty funny side to see.
That was my favorite performance of his. And you know who his cast member was? I'll give you a hint. She was a big bitch with a big dick.
Oh,
it was a clip that looked like a dick. Her name is China. May they both rest in peace.
Yeah, China was it. I get my seasons mixed up together.
She had a huge clit. Rest in peace, China.
That's why her porn was called One Night in China, because it took a whole night to like wait through it to get in there, you know?
They used to play ring toss with her clit.
If you got hot, she could use it as a fan.
Yeah.
Now, Vern Troyer was hilarious, but he also, you got to give him credit as an actor, that he did so much with the Mini-Me character, even though he probably, you know, was probably meant to be a side little thing. And his only verbal lines were fucking so it was all about the facials, it was all about his little reactions, it was all about how he was made to look. He could beat up Austin Powers. He really actually did so much with a character that probably shouldn't have had that much legs to begin with. So mad props as an actor to him.
Little legs.
Yeah, you get little legs. You can't get it. Should have been long legs to it. But you know, may he rest in peace. I think he's actually underrated for that role. But you know, there'll never be another like. So rest in peace, Mini-Me. We love you.
Well, my next guy is not necessarily a king per se. He's short, but he's more of a prince. And he's also known as the artist formerly known as Prince, which to formerly me is like such a Prince. Stupid name. That was his name. The artist
then
formerly known
back
as Prince.
To Prince. So then was sure. He like the artist now known as Prince again? I feel like, you know, he has to re-announce it every time since he was...
His real name is Prince Rogers Nelson.
Oh, wow. So that's actually his real name, Prince.
Hmm. Yeah, but...
That's interesting.
It's like an acronym. TAFKAP.
Yeah, yeah.
TAFKAP. The artist formerly known as Prince. It's fucking weird to me. I think he died of fentanyl accidental overdose, right?
I thought it was sleeping pills, actually.
Drugs, fucking crackhead. No, so he,
oh, God. The accident. Oh, no, you're right. Autopsy found he died of an accidental overdose of fentanyl.
That was the first one I've heard of, but there's been a lot of those deaths, you know? That's a crazy bad news drug.
He thought he was taking Vicodin, and it was fake Vicodin laced with fentanyl. Crazy. That's terrible. Wow.
I remember him not allowing Weird Al Yankovic to parody his songs. And I was like, what a jackass. Like, let this weird curly-haired freak have some fun. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it led to great classics such as Eat It! Eat It! Don't you wanna be? You know, so, and what is it? You know, I'm fat! Come on! So, you know, Prince is lost, really. And that's why Michael was the king and he was the prince. Just saying.
Yeah. No, I'm looking, I can't find it, but I know that he was not very nice to Sinead O'Connor because he wrote the song Nothing Compares to You. Yeah. And she said that he was like not nice to women. She came out after he died and she was like, he wasn't really nice. I can't find any stuff about that. I just know that he became a Jehovah Witness and I was like, oh, we lost another good one.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Kind of out there. Michael Jackson was one for a while.
Well, he's dead. Rest in peace. You in China. Have fun up there. Anywho, that's my number three. Prince coming in a whopping 5'3".
Mm-hmm. And up next, I'm down to two on my end, and up next I have someone who, if he was around today, would look at you and Simo and say, "What'd you talk about, Willis?" And of course, I'm talking about Gary Coleman, who came in at a whopping 4'8", and he came into America, and it's hard with Different Strokes. That's where the famous catchphrase came in. But he then, you know, you might say he took a bit of a tumble in his career later on, he still had memorable roles in shows like The Simpsons and things. And he was very popular in pop culture and seen around, even though he worked as a security guard and shit later on in his life.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, that definitely sucks. But goddamn, he was a fucking legend. And note, he's not to be confused with Webster, who was another small African-American actor from the era. Because as you can see, I myself and team Gary Coleman, because Webster did not make my list. So the thing is, nothing against Webster, but you can't go one and the other. It's like in the Twilight days. Remember that fucking movie where there was like Team Edward or Team Jacob? You can't be both. So fuck you, Webster. I made my choice. You're gonna have what you talk about, Willis. What you talk about, Willis, is gold. Gold. Don't need anything else.
Why was he so tiny? Wasn't it like, do you have like a condition? He's dead too, right? Yeah. Man, a lot of people are dead on this list.
He died. He had an autoimmune disease that alters the kidneys, which means he stopped growing at 4'8", and had two kidney transplants in life. So he was definitely not meant to be in for a long time, but baby, he was here for a good time. Because Gary Coleman, you're number two on my list, but number one in my heart. Number one in my heart, Gary!
You know what?
Number one in my heart. And rest in peace. Gary. Sorry to interrupt your friend, but I feel like we keep talking about dead ones here. So rest in peace to all the short kings that we talked about so far. Napoleon, he died a long time ago, though, so we're kind of over it.
And Mini-Me. Amazing Grace.
Prince. yes. Of course, Gary Coleman. Love you guys. Anyways, back to your friend.
I have a friend that lost a nut. And
no,
lost a grape in the war. No, see, he had like some injury.
Not he a grape.
He had an injury like on a horse or something. I don't know if a horse stomped it out or if he just.
On a horse. Something that just happened, got even worse.
But he didn't. He never really aged. He's 10 years older than me, and he looks a lot younger than me. And I wonder. I'm like, if I knew that then, if I knew what I knew now, I would just like forfeit a nut if it was gonna give me the fountain of youth. You know, like take it because Botox is expensive.
Botox is expensive. I'm sure, but I don't need it.
Yeah.
Aged gracefully, you know what I mean. But SIBO, SIBO's gonna go get horseback riding lessons now.
Yeah. Oh,
what's that, boy? You wanna make me look young? Ah, excellent. Let's ride. And is that where your friend always talks like this?
Hey, buddy, how's it going? Hi. Oh man, it's been 15 years, really. Oh, I can tell, man. I still look super young.
Very yeah, good, he is. He is kind of short too. I'll tell you, it is off the
I'm
air.
I'm short, you guys. I am standing on my tippy toes here, and I've aged gracefully. Though, look at this face.
No you notice. Actually know him. I'll tell you who it is off the air.
Nice.
Okay, so my next guy here, number 4 on my list, is Al Pacino, who's a fucking badass dude. What a talent.
Yeah. Ah, it's me, Simo. Al Pacino. I can't believe you put me on your list. I'm so grateful for you.
And that's actually, fun fact, that's actually me playing right now. It's not me, like you're not watching me play, but that was me playing the mandolin, you guys.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, in case... I used to play a mandolin back in the day, but the Godfather song is one of the ones I knew. And I was like, I'm pretty sure they can't sue me if it's just me.
I thought mandolin was a game where you play rocks.
No, it's like a little tiny, almost looking like a guitar thing. It almost looks like a banjo, but it's smaller.
What am I thinking of? I gotta Google it now.
I don't know. I never know what the fuck you're thinking.
Let me
of.
See. Rock game. Man,
are you thinking of? You thinking of rock band?
Guitar oh, hero? It's called Mancala. Mancala. M A N C A L A.
M A N C A C O L A.
C A L A. Mancala.
The fuck is that? I don't know what the fuck that is.
I remember someone gave me one as a kid as a gift, and I threw the game away, just kept the rocks, because I love rocks.
How do you even play that?
I don't know. But anyway, it's not a mandolin. So
Al
Pacino won a Golden Globe.
That person did not like you.
A lot of people don't like me. So Al Pacino played the role of Roy Cohn in the miniseries Angels in America, and that's will forever be my favorite role of his. So good. He played alongside Meryl Streep, a lot of really cool actors and actresses. But well, yeah, he was in that too. He did a good job. But my favorite role was Angels in America.
Small little role in The Godfather. You know, no one remembers it. Just, you know, the fucking
he's
guy.
Right.
But anyways, he was also
he wears glasses for my company.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he wears a frame. It's called a Telena, size 44 in color cinnamon.
Wow, Michael Corleone wears cinnamon glasses. Well, you know, it's pretty damn good anyways. But he also played a lot of Spanish people in his day. He played Tony Montana in Scarface. He did Carlito's Way, actually. My namesake there, buddy. He's done comedies. He's done it all. He was what was that movie? Fuck with Keanu Reeves, The Devil's Advocate.
Oh yeah, oh that's a good one. Satan.
That's a great one.
And then Keanu Reeves had to sleep with his sister, right?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yucky. And was Charlize Theron in that?
Yeah, she was.
Poor thing. I don't think she made it.
Yeah, whatever happened to Charlize Theron's career, right? Yeah, right. She's done quite well. Won an Oscar too, but we love you, Charlize. Just know these are jokes. But yeah, Al is the man. Woo-ha! He did. He had that where he was blind. What was it? Where he dances. Al Pacino, blind movie. Oh, Scent of a Woman.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was. I would love to be in the same room with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. I would love to just like go to happy hour with them, or even just like a casino and like play blackjack with them. Would that be so much fun?
I feel like it'd be you talk about your asshole and farts for a while, and then Robert De Niro would be like,
I would wear this shirt and I would say, ask me about it, guys. Ask me about it.
What do you think? You think you're funny, huh? Ah, Robert, you gotta calm down around your kids, okay? They're fine. He's just a young man. I don't like him. I don't like him at all. I want to kick him in the nuts. I feel like it wouldn't, I don't know, it wouldn't go quite well. Your humor and theirs, I don't see it matching quite so well. But I think they like me, you know, because I'm pretty awesome. So just say. Robert and Al, if you're listening.
Jury's out on that decision. One of us.
Feel free to call one of us. Well, I know you'll make the right choice.
Yeah, but I can get them discounts on eyewear, so.
That's true. That's true. So you can get your cinnamon look on.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, last your number one is...
on my list.
Rosie O'Donnell's number one. I have to say.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
She would go straight for him. She said so.
Now, here's the thing. Before I say who it is, just let me put it out there. Scientology, meh, don't like that shit. Not into that shit. That's not why he's on this list. Second Scientology, if you're listening, don't kill me, but suck it. I know what happens to people that tend to speak up against, you know, Scientology.
Don't say suck it, because they might.
Yeah, they'll be... Oh, God, they're here. Oh, God, they're coming at me, Simo. Don't say this. I take it back. Oh, God. Okay.
They've stopped. Never go to Clearwater, Florida, and say that.
Never. They'll get you. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm talking about Tom Cruise. Because here's the thing. Well, Scientology, maybe meh. This motherfucker hangs off planes, dude. At like 60 years old, he's a bad motherfucker. And seeing his crazy stunts and all he's willing to give just to make films believable is fucking incredible. And he flies planes and shit himself. He does all this stuff. He jumps off of them and stuff. He like skydives all for his movies. Plus, before he was a great action star, he was already like great. Like, he was a good actor as a young guy in movies like Risky Business and Jerry Maguire. The guy Cocktail. Can act his balls off.
Fuck.
Yeah. Tail. And here's the thing. He could also be like the number one client for Kanzuri because he's 5'7". So you would really put him at the top of the Short Kings list. And he'd be able to finally look better in those pictures with Nicole Kidman all those years. Imagine if he was wearing the Kanzuris right there. Just saying.
He should have Eyes Wide Shut. Right?
Yeah.
It's like a porno.
That's why the eyes were wide shut. They're stuck together.
You know what? People may not agree with me, but Rock of Ages, he was the best one. Like,
yeah, he can rock, dude. And he's like, a great
singer.
Yeah, he's multi-talented. And when he didn't want to be, you know, Tom Cruise anymore, he wore a fat suit and danced his ass off in Tropic Thunder and killed it in that role as the agent, the film producer agent, whatever. He was fucking the film exec. That's what he was. He was fucking amazing. Such a good actor. Honestly, I don't give a shit that he's a weird Scientologist. what he wanted to do.
I think it's fucking weird.
I mean, it is weird, but I don't watch his movies for his religious beliefs. You know, so fuck it. As long as he's not doing anything weird or coming after me, I'm cool. You can be your weird Scientology. Have fun, Tommy.
Well,
I want no part of it, but I will watch, you know, Mission Impossible 72 when it comes out next year. Like, I definitely want to see it.
Did you watch the most recent Risky Business? No, not Risky Business.
What?
Avatar? No. What's wrong with the plane?
You mean Top Gun?
Yeah, yeah.
Risky Business. He slides out his underwear. I don't want to see Tom Cruise as a 60-year-old. I don't know. I don't know what kind of Google searches you're having over there, CMO. But I want no part of Tom Cruise in his 60s sliding in his underwear across my screen.
Well,
you groove over there.
I saved the best for last. And the best, hands down, is named Danny DeVito. You might have seen him in Cheers. You may have seen him in Matilda. You might have seen
Twins.
Him.
Twins.
Twins with Arnold.
Arnold.
You may have seen him.
And... Super movie when we play Twins. He was a great brother. And yeah. We look the same. We don't look the same. He's I'm much bigger and I'm stronger. And so people look at him and they look at me. And they're like, oh, you're twins? No, you can't be twins. That's the whole we're twins. And then we do that for like 2 hours. Great movie.
It's fantastic. And then he also is in the show, huh? Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
You're about to say it, I think. Yep.
Yeah. Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And most recently, I think this is a great... I hope he like gets recognized for this. But this is new cartoon. It's called Little Demon.
Oh,
you can
watch
it on Hulu. Yeah. He plays the voice of the devil. So good. But he's just like... Yeah. What a... Such a long career. He actually did one of my favorite guest appearances as a stripper in the show Friends.
On Friends, I was just about to bring that up, dude. He was so good. And then when they feel bad for him, so they let him strip, and he runs out of breath. He is fantastic, dude. Ugh. And just what a guy.
4'10".
And he's a guy. Yeah, 4'10". Wow.
So tiny.
And he was the Penguin in Batman.
Oh,
which
yeah.
shows his fucking range, dude. He could do it all.
His fingers were like
he was
this.
Also in a movie. Yep. He was also in a movie called Screwed, I think it was, with Dave Chappelle and a couple other fucking people. God, another guy who recently passed away. Fucking why am I
Paul Walker?
Goddamn name. Norm Macdonald. Norm Macdonald passed away. Isn't screwed. But yeah, great movie. Danny DeVito is like a mortician and he's just crazy in it. But he is so good. He's so cool. And here's the thing about Danny DeVito. When he joined the cast of Always Sunny, this was after the first season, which everybody admits, not the best season of Sunny. It's good, but not great. The show was struggling. Ratings were not good. So they reached out to Danny DeVito and basically were like, we're huge fans of you. You know, here's like the show. We love it. You know, here's a script. We love it if you would come on as one of our dads or whatever. And he decided to jump on, taking a big risk, you know, because he was an established actor coming onto this shit show. It could be bad for his career. Nope. Worked out. Did wonders for the show. Did wonders for his career. Everything worked out great in the end. But, you know, it shows what kind of guy he is. He was willing to give people a shot with his name and shit. And, you know, shows that he'll put his money where his mouth is. And he fucking killed it. So, love you, Danny. I think that's great, number one.
You know what? I'm looking. I think I spoke wrong. I think his wife, Rhea Perlman, or his ex-wife, I guess, was in Cheers. He wasn't in Cheers. He was in Taxi.
Yes, he was in Taxi with Andy.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I misspoke. please don't message me about how stupid I am, okay? I made a mistake.
No, don't
I'm
message
it up.
Him about how stupid it is. Message me and tell the world, you guys, because yeah. I kind of want to know how stupid you guys think
I get an occasional message. It's not very nice.
No. People.
Then I respond with things that are even meaner. Whoa. Anywho. So,
Grandma, stop writing SEMO. I've told you a million times, you guys. And make sure you check out those Kanzuri shoes, you guys.
I can't wait to get a pair.
Yeah,
I'm going to be 7 feet tall.
The Short Kings would love a pair of them, I'm sure.
Watch out, Shaq.
Kanzuri.com. You can save 15% using promo code FRATCHAT. Plus, they have 30% off going on right now. So it's 45% off total, you guys. So, yeah, get your shit now. And, of course, you just remember you could always save 25%. And free shipping off on manscaped.com as well by using promo code FRATCHAT because we're fucking awesome. You can get tickets to the greatest comedy show of all time at tiny.cc/greatest comedy show using promo code FRATCHAT and save 15% off on that too. Promo code FRATCHAT opens doors, baby, and buttholes. So make sure you give us a follow on all social channels. FRATCHAT Podcast on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. Make sure you give me a follow as well at Carlos Does the World on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook, on YouTube, and at Carlos Does World on Twitter. Make sure you follow my good buddy Steve over there at chris.moore.comedy on Instagram and TikTok at cmoorecomedy on Twitter. Oh, yeah. Make sure you do that. Do it right now. And like and subscribe wherever you're listening to. And leave a, you can leave a little review on there and say, hey, we love you guys. You're the best show I've ever heard in my life. You're truly a revelation as to what podcasting is. It could be. And if you ever stop doing the show, I will cut off my testicle. You know, something like that. I don't want to give you too many ideas, you know, but just something.
The look younger.
Vicinity. Yeah, without exactly.
You cut off your testes.
That's what Simo's friend says. He's like, I love the podcast, you guys. It makes me feel like I look 13 again. So, on that note, Mr. Mo, why don't you?
If I look 13 again, they let me back into the Catholic Church. I motion to adjourn this meeting. Please don't come at me, Father Thomas.
Yes, Father Thomas.
We call
him. We'll get a couple
of
Botoxes if you stop calling me. And I second. All right, you guys. We'll be back next week with another edition of the greatest podcast in the history of podcasting time, the FRATCHAT Podcast. See ya.
Ciao.
Yeah, say ciao, bitch.